What's up, guys? Welcome back to episode 6 of The Intern Office. As always, I'm with Seth and Corey. And today we have another special guest who's not on the mic, but he's still here. His name is Jonibus Proud. That's Jonibus.
Hey, Jonibus.
But yeah, Jonibus is another good friend of ours, but he's not on the mic today because we don't have another mic. So yeah, we have a pretty cool episode for you this week for you. Oh, I can't talk.
Yeah, tell him, Carson.
Sorry, guys. It's been a long day.
Stutter?
I can't talk. I'm just going to stop, but I'm going to keep going, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so life. Update me on life right now. Give me the DLC of your life, Corey.
DLC? Like,
yeah.
What's the video game DLC?
What's been the downloadable content of your life this week?
Whoa. Downloadable content.
What's been going?
Let me think about how it should just be DC, because downloadable is not two words.
Well, they just go.
Wait.
Go take it up with Senior
down,
Video Game.
Down space.
No, down hyphen loadable content, right?
Download is just one word.
No, but then whenever you change it to
is
downloadable,
just
is
still
it
one
two?
Word.
What do you think, Jonibus?
Well, I got a notification from the Bible app, so I think that's kind of fitting.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Cool.
That's pretty true. That's pretty true.
That's awesome, right. Jonibus.
What's been going on, Corey?
Man, so it's been pretty good. I mean, it's kind of hard to bring in new life updates every week because I'm kind of in the mundane right now.
Yeah.
Just like
your 40-hour work week.
Yeah,
just
40-hour work week.
9 to 5. 9 to 5?
Plus also, it's 7 to 5.
Oh, yeah.
And then Fridays I go until lunch.
Cool.
And then actually, you know what? Shout out to Drew Duncan. He probably doesn't listen to this, but shout out to him because we played pickleball. And
dude, I just bought a pickleball set. I want to play.
Dude, it's actually
it's really
fun. We went to the YMCA Tanova, and we just dogged on some old people.
Dude, I want to play.
They do it like in the mornings, I think.
Yeah, they do it all day Thursdays.
Yeah, all day Thursday pickleball, and dude, it's some good stuff. It's honestly like just kind of easy.
We could literally play here.
It is.
I have two things in my car right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Pickleball paddles.
Mm-hmm.
Be good. Go out, right. Go out to the tennis courts.
Hey, guys, it's the end of the podcast episode.
All right, guys,
we're
see you next week.
We're going to go play pickleball.
Welcome to the intern office. Cue outro music. Just kidding, guys. We pranked you.
Oh!
All right.
Well, yeah, basically, that's my life update. Nothing too crazy. Just work, and I played pickleball. Worked out some, but I mean, like. Oh, okay.
Jonibus dropped his water
Jonibus,
bottle.
Jonibus, come on, man.
He's trying his best.
I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I mean, basically just mundane stuff. Working at the church. I got a shout-out in today's sermon.
Twice, first and second service.
I didn't know it was you. Well, I kind of thought about it, and I was like, that could be Corey.
Yeah, I got shouted out, so.
He didn't say your name directly.
Yeah, well,
said the story.
He didn't say my name,
pretty much.
But he said, a guy asked me for a playlist or whatever, and then I was like, oh yeah.
Also, let's give it up to our very own Seth Stevens on the drum this morning.
Wait, you played?
Thank you. Yeah.
I didn't even know you played. I'm sorry. Here.
Thanks. I really appreciate that.
Well, and the only reason I didn't know is because I'm a pagan, and I didn't go to first, and I showed up late for second. So.
Yeah, it's okay. It was actually, it went really well. Like, both run throughs were very good.
Yeah, Matty Ice.
Dude, Brent Connor.
Brent Connor.
Did you see Brent drop his bass in the first service?
He dropped it.
Dude, he
he caught it though. And he played on his knees. He finished the song on his knees.
This is the second time this happened today. Because in practice, his strap just fell off of like the top part of his guitar.
Yeah.
And it just vroom, and he just had to like bend down and just like play bass, like bending down like on his knees.
He played it on his knees.
It was really funny. But it was at the end of the song, so that was good. A lot of just crazy stuff happened this thing. Like, we were practicing. I dropped a drumstick. Like, first note I play, my drumstick flies out of my hand in front of the drums.
Oh, that thing's gone.
Yeah, like, you guys don't know, but we have the drum cage, and it's like we have this Gibraltar, like, giant industrial rack for, like, the three toms that we have. And it's, like, right up against the drum shield. So in order to get back to the front of, or in order to get in front of the drum set, you have to like move the floor tom out of the way and crawl underneath the like Gibraltar rack. So it was just crazy, but
did
it
Matt
went well.
Did Matt ever get you those drumsticks?
No.
I know we went to lunch the other day, and he said he was going
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that's okay.
I mean,
used
he
some
probably did. I don't know if
don't
he's
know,
giving them to
actually.
You yet,
I'll
but
probably
I think
ask
he got
him
them.
About it.
Matty Ice. Dude,
Matthew Wall is just my hero. He's who I want to be when I grow up.
We all love him.
He's
we
pretty
all
cool.
Love him.
He's all right.
No, dude.
He's
I'm just kidding.
I'm
you
just
take
kidding.
That back right now.
I'm kidding.
We all love Matt around here. Incredible dude.
Yes.
Do you want to tell about the kick pedal too, Seth?
Yeah, literally first time I play the kick pedal, the thing that connects the beater to the mechanism of the kick pedal was just completely loose. So every time I played it, it would rattle and it felt just awful.
Rattle?
Yeah. Well, that was the sound of the beater rattling. Down, down, down.
This is the sound of the beater rattling. Bow now.
Pentecostal
fire.
Okay.
Starting something new.
We fixed it though. But and it was also in we have another guy who plays drums here, and he plays the kick drum very far out from where you sit normally. Way farther out than normal. And I had to move it back, and then I had to move the mic back because it was in that position. But it all went well, you know, despite all of our little trip ups.
All's well ends well.
All's well. All's well that ends well. But
is that your life update, or is that just a story?
Yeah, that was just today. That was my whole life. No, life has been pretty cool. Pretty kind of the same boat of Corey. It's kind of the same. Just school and work. But I will say one thing that has kind of changed this week. So basically two biggest projects or two biggest things in school that I'm going to have to do is I have this Lord of the Rings project for sound design for motion picture, and it's the biggest part of the class. And then I have to basically just finish my capstone project this month, which is a lot of work. So I have a lot of that to do. And then I'm also interning at this event called Big Ears in Knoxville. And it's
it's for people with really large ears.
Yeah.
So Jonobus would fit in well there.
Yeah. Jonobus would probably be, he's he's looking around oh, no.
He's Dumbo.
Dude, don't
he's,
call
he's
him
He's picking
that.
Up radio frequencies with those things.
Dude, he's sensitive. Don't. No, dude. But
he picks up FM radio.
That's gonna be really stressful, but cool, I guess. Basically,
what is it exactly?
Basically, all of the local venues, music venues, host tons of musicians from around the. Basically, I think there's people from around the world that go there. But they'll play, and it's an opportunity for new musicians and a lot of audio people to work there and get to know people and stuff. It's cool.
Networking.
How'd you get
it? Yeah,
through
it's
school?
Definitely networking. Yeah, they offer the Pellissippi audio students free work there. So
they offer free work.
Yeah, they offer free work. So, but
what
it
I
counts.
Wanted.
It counts for my internship class hours.
So what are you doing?
So. Anything they tell me to do, literally,
what do we?
They will have the teachers there, and it's just hey, do whatever I say.
Cool. So,
but that's it's 5 days long, so it's not it's a one thing. It's literally 5 days long.
5 days of networking with John Mayer.
Yeah, except Pino Palladino was there last year, dude.
No way.
Yeah,
I love Pino.
Yeah, he was there. But that was the only cool guy that was there. Just kidding. It's the only person I know who was there. But anyways, it's been pretty good. I can't think of any major crazy. Have I mentioned
21 Pilots?
I did last time, right?
21 Pilots single?
Song and all
the
that.
New single.
I think you did.
Yeah. I said I'll
it's
keep
good.
It short.
It actually is good. I'm not a 21 Pilots fan, but I like it.
I've converted these two.
Let's not go that far.
I've converted Carson.
I'm taking my time on my ride.
That's all right. Enough of that. No more.
That chlorine song's really good, too.
It is a good song. They're all good songs.
Carson?
Yeah, life's been pretty good. I finished classes this week. I finished them on Wednesday. Yeah, so I'm done with Theory 1, and I'm done with Intro to Online Learning.
I'm done with Theory 1. All theories have been accomplished.
Music Theory 1, just the course. And so now I have Old New Testament and Business Communications. For my business class, my textbook is literally just the APA publication manual.
Yes.
Like APA writing style.
Yeah, that's literally every humanities class.
It's kind of insane.
Yeah, I bet you that class is going to be really hard.
It's going to be so fun. But trying to think. I haven't done too much this week. We went to the Grand Buffet this week.
Dude, I forgot about that.
This week has just felt like long? Weirdly
Jonibus,
long.
Us three and Jonibus went to the Grand Buffet this week.
I didn't. Don't go to the Grand Buffet if you ever visit Knoxville. It's bad.
It was good.
Go to the
it
Grand
was fun.
Buffet.
It's the you pay for the experience, too.
You don't go to a buffet for quality. You go for quantity.
And you go for the experience. Eating buffet food with your friends is so fun.
Yeah, and you just post up in a buffet for like a large number of hours and just you just buffet it.
It was so fun.
It was fun, actually.
My dad says that he has buffet abs.
Now that's just funny right
that's
there.
That, uh-huh. I mean, that's I how you get them. You I go to a buffet, you get some buffet abs, am I right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else happened this week. I don't know.
It's been a weird, like, weirdly
it's been a long
uneventful,
week.
Like,
it's been a fun week, though. I had a lot of rest this weekend, just kind of chilled out, watched basketball and baseball.
Go Vols!
Also, yeah, we lost.
Okay, we lost, but it didn't matter because we're still going to be a one seed in the tournament.
Dalton Connect
we still
scored,
won.
Was it 40 points?
Yeah, Dalton Connect scored 40. Kentucky played out of their minds, so you know what? Whatever. We didn't even play that great. We're still a one seed going into the NCAA tournament. We still won the SEC regular season. We probably can win the SEC tournament. I am, like, ecstatic.
Yeah. Baseball.
I don't keep up with baseball.
We're going to get a sweep against Illinois. We beat them 26-1, I think, yesterday. Literally insane. UT baseball is just unreal. But, yeah, I love baseball, and I've been playing on a music, working on a post-mix. Oh, and, like, writing music. Like, I've started writing again this week. Wrote a little song. I got a little verse and chorus of it and did a little demo of that. Yeah.
I want to write a song.
I want to finish it with me.
I don't even remember what it... I know you sent it to me and I listened to it, but I don't remember what it was about.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
It's about the Lord, dude.
It's about Jesus.
That's always a good topic.
Yeah.
Can't
it's
go
just
wrong
about
with
like,
that one.
It's about like how like in times where you feel alone, like the Lord's always there, pretty much is what it boils down to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I worked on that this week. Yeah, it's been a pretty cool week. Jonibus, do you want to give us a life update? I can give you the mic for a second.
Hello.
Jonibus.
Jonibus Proud. But it's been a pretty good week. Just been working, like, getting yelled at a lot.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about a good week.
Yeah. The Grand Buffet was really good.
Yes, it was.
And not for the buffet, but after the buffet.
Just we hanging out.
What?
Just hanging out?
That's just being goofballs. Yeah, we had to send out a couple
prank calls.
Couple prank calls.
Jonibus is a big prank caller.
He's just
yeah, you could say that.
He's a prankster through and through.
He's a prankster gangster. If you could even call him that.
I'd strongly agree with that one.
I think it's a safe bet.
Yeah. But, I mean, hopefully I'll get some thrifting done later.
Oh, I kind of want...
Today.
Let's go thrifting.
Bro, I thought that was the plan.
That is the plan. We should go.
Just make sure not to invite Carson.
Yeah,
Carson, you can't come. I'm sorry. This is now my podcast.
Out in halls, we got a real cane for ourselves. All right,
bring the microphone back. Bring it back.
he swerved the microphone like away.
I'm back. You know what? There's a question that I've been wanting to know
dude,
all
week.
What is it, Carson? Because I want to know too. Honestly.
You know, this question's a little different than our normal questions. It's not as fun as normal, but if you knew you only had 1 year left to live, what would you do in that year?
1 year left to live.
Like,
what would I do? Do I have to, like...
Here, you want me to go first?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Because there's some things that I guess I can just kind of list off my, like, life bucket list. And, like, I would just get those things done. Like, make sure to, like, fully prioritize those things.
Okay.
Life bucket list... Excuse me. Life bucket list number one. Go to the Bass Pro Shops Pyramid in Memphis, Tennessee.
That's pretty easy. That's you could good. Do that tomorrow.
Let's go right now. That's what I'm doing if I had a year left on my life.
Mobile podcast right now to Bass Pro.
Dude,
in
we need
car,
to record.
Podcast in the car.
That would sound so good.
Yeah, dude.
Windows
down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like
all hear
the
is, hey, guys.
That would be a great week.
Funny.
Like, it's just wind noise the entire, like, hour.
Yeah, we listen
it's
to
ASMR, dude. It's
of course, God, it's always like John Mayer.
We're all, like, screaming trying to get the levels.
Going to bed with wind noise. Just
yeah.
Soothing wind noise.
That'd be cool.
Dude, it was the wind was whipping last night.
It's whipping
today,
dude.
And it was
nay-naying,
too.
That was horrible. You need to shut up. That was actually so bad.
Hey, Jonabas, you can take his mic.
No, Jonabas. No!
Go to the Bass Pro Shops Pyramid in Memphis, Tennessee.
All right, item one. What's item two?
Item two.
Let's restructure the question. Let's say three things you want to do before.
Okay.
Well, dadgummit.
Another thing I want to do is I want to skydive. Yes, I would love to skydive. Dude, if I only have 1 year left to live...
Dude, on the 364th day, just don't pull the
yeah.
Don't pull the chute. Just gasplat.
That's actually so funny.
You wait till like the last day.
That is what I'm doing though.
I'm going out on my terms.
Yeah. There's oh my god.
They're like, pull the chute.
I like with a bunch of random people.
He just keep faking it. You're like, oh. He like he brings his speaker. You know, like that like outro music that's always on TikTok or whatever. It's like the outro music. He like salutes and just splats on the ground. Just
that's
a down, down.
Yeah, I would splat on the ground skydiving.
So not in this order, obviously.
Oh, I know what I want to do.
Yeah,
see 21 Pilots.
No, I've already done that. So, yeah. I want to go to a place in the world where I can see, like, all the stars at night.
Aurora Borealis.
Well, not even Aurora Borealis, necessarily.
Well,
that would be cool.
Yeah, but that
like,
would be kind of cool, though.
It would be cool,
just
but,
just go to Halls, dude.
No,
shut
that
up.
Is not.
Go to Halls, Tennessee. You can see Orion and the Big Little Dipper
you
from my
see
house.
Big Little Dipper, see Orion's belt?
You can.
Orion's belt.
He's up there.
Guys, Ryan, his belt is fine.
What would you do, Carson? What would you do if one day I walked up to you and said, hey, I needed to talk to you for a minute, and you were like, oh, shoot, okay. And I sat down, and my face opened up like a machine, and there was a little gray alien in there. And he was like,
what?
Orion's belt.
You're insane.
It's a Men in Black reference.
Oh, really?
You don't get it.
I haven't seen Men in Black.
Jonabas thought it was funny.
Jonabas likes it.
Thanks, dude. I really appreciate for laughing at my joke.
Oh, here, I got you.
Yeah. Do you have a laughing track?
Let me slap the knee real quick.
Nice.
Was that three items?
Oh yeah, three items.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
See all the stars.
You want me to go or
like,
you want to go?
Go to a place where the sky is clear at night, completely, and I can see every star.
Are you ready?
Go, Corey.
I'm ready. Numero uno. Yeah, I speak Spanish.
Do the whole segment in Spanish.
Me llamo Corey.
Yo quiero papa fritas y hamburguesa.
Dang.
You
okay.
Know what that means?
Latino king.
Huevos.
Did you just...
Yeah, Latino king. Carson loved that one.
You're just really good at Spanish, dude.
Carne asada.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway,
continue.
Okay,
we're degrading.
Okay, number one. So the problem is the only thing I can think of right now is the way I want to go out. but that probably should be number three.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Wait. Am I in good health this whole time?
Yeah.
You'll just heal over and die at the end.
Do other people know that I'm about to die?
You can tell them.
Well, like, do they believe me? Like, do I have proof?
That's on them.
Do I have proof?
No.
No proof. I'm just like,
I'm going to die in 365 days.
Okay, well, then no one's going to believe me.
Oh, are you going to, like, convince people to, like, do stuff?
You're gonna go up to a girl and go,
we have 365 days. Not go up to a girl, because that, like, dude marry
that's,
me
that's
and then,
messed up,
yeah,
dude. Seriously?
Sorry.
No. Instead, I would, like, make a wish to meet John Mayer and be like,
like, use it to be like,
yeah,
I'm sick,
like,
I'm going to die.
Like, I'm going to die, so meet me and feel bad. But since no one believes me.
Meet me, feel bad, give me your guitar right now. Give me.
No. I'll tell you what I do. Step one is quit my job and just do whatever I want. I don't know. I hang out with
friends.
That's
kind of true.
What if you don't have any money?
He's going to
die. Bro.
All now. Like, you don't have any money now. How are you going to live?
Take out a line of credit. What are you going to do? Go take all my assets or something? Like,
yeah, true.
I'm just going to run up a credit card and die on it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Can you do that? Does it like go to your family or anything?
There's like different types of debt because I looked it up. I asked my dad about it. I said, Dad, if you went into massive amounts of debt and then died, would it transfer to me?
Yeah.
And it depends on the type of debt that he goes into. So long story short, maybe.
Interesting.
There's number one. I'm opening a line of credit. I'm going into fat debt and I am buying whatever I want.
Okay.
Number two, I am probably, man, I don't know. I'm just hanging out with friends. Like, it ain't that serious.
What's something that you've always wanted to do that you can't, like, realistically do? Like, go to Japan or something.
That's facts. We were just talking about earlier going out of the country. I might go to, like, Japan or Thailand or, like, go on, like, a tour of Europe or something. You just go places I haven't been before.
Dude, I forgot that, like, you can go on Europe tours and, like, just like a 3-hour drive between like actual countries.
It's like driving between states in the United States. Like, those are just separate countries.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy how small they are.
So I go do that. But now this is what the main thing I'm worried about. Okay. When it hits day 364.75, dude, I got to pull some crazy stunts. Like, I'm just going to be like going all trick man. Like, I'm anything that has a risk of dying but is cool, I am participating.
What if you get severely injured and it just hurts really bad?
Then I'm just like, I'm going to have somebody on standby who knows that I'm telling the truth that I'm going to die. I'm gonna be like,
or you just have one of those, like, things. That,
oh, the,
like,
the pills in your mouth?
Yeah,
and you, like,
yeah,
you,
yeah,
like, crunch it and it kills. Yeah, I'd probably do something like that. Because, like, you know, I don't want to suffer. And if I know I'm going to die in the next 4 hours, like, might as well not suffer the last four. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It ain't that serious. I'm just going to transfer my membership to heaven afterwards anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Carson, what would you do, dude?
Dude,
what would you do, dude?
Number one, I want to, like, write and produce a worship album.
Snore.
Oh.
That might take that might.
That's insane.
I'm that might
kidding.
Take
That's
a little bit longer
answer.
Than a year.
That's probably the best
You
answer.
Could do it in a year. A small, like, 6-7 song album.
You could do an EP in a year.
Dude, if he quit his job, he could write one in a month.
He could write one in a month, but can you, like, fully get one out?
It doesn't matter.
I guess it depends on
his predecessors, like, can finish producing it.
Oh, okay. You just want to write it.
And, like, we can make it. We'll figure it out.
Oh, okay.
Number two, I guess this is, like, everybody else's answer. We're just, like, hang out with friends as much as possible.
I didn't say that.
Just, like, buy a house with all your friends. Live like Jake Paul, Team 10. What was it called? Was that called Team 10 when they all live in the same house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just all live together in a house and just live it up, you know? Then, number three, that's insane. I don't even know, dude. I want to meet John Mayer, but that's kind of...
Yeah, don't we all? He won't listen to you.
I don't know. I didn't really think about this.
He doesn't believe you. See, that's why
I would probably
three is a lot, honestly.
Yeah.
Dude, take steroids.
Yeah, I would load up on roids.
That's so true.
Long term effects. Who cares?
I would load up on roids. That's the third. Yep.
Yeah, for sure. That's it. Yeah.
100% hopping on a cycle.
You know what we should talk about?
What, Carson?
Music.
Should we?
Do y'all like music?
I mean, it's okay.
I like music. I know Jonavis likes music.
Yeah.
So, what have y'all been listening to? What's been on the playlist? What's been on the menu this week in the music world?
Dirty Loops.
Just Dirty Loops?
Well, they dropped a new song, bro.
I haven't listened to it.
It's insane.
It is wild. It is a wild song. Like,
it's almost too crazy.
It's, yeah.
Like,
it's
their
like
whole thing is, like, we're going to play stuff that's, like, so wild over and the insane. Top. But I mean, it's just too much.
It is a little
but
too
much. But it kind of still hits the spot.
It hits that over-the-top spot itch in my music taste.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like all over the place.
We're all pulling up Spotify right now.
We are. I'm all over the place, but I listened to my Discover Weekly for like the first time seriously on Spotify, and I found like three songs that I actually like from it. So like discovering new songs is cool, and also
no
Spotify's Discover Weekly like algorithm is really really like good.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's other than that, it hasn't changed since like this entire
since
like,
middle
2 months.
School.
Well, yes, true. This is true.
I have another one because it got mentioned in the sermon, but Mike, Pastor Mike here at Grace, he grew up in a black church that plays very different music than we do, and I asked him because I love black church music. I said, "Can you make me a black church music playlist?"
It's a gospel music playlist, but okay.
I promise you there's a difference.
I'm kidding.
It's not even racist.
Funny.
If anything, I prefer
it wasn't
the
even
black
funny, dude.
If anything, I prefer the black church music. So but yeah, he sent it to me and I've been grinding through it because it's like 50 songs long and every single one of them, dude, is so dang good.
Never wanna make
It's on there. That song's on there.
Yeah.
It's also got Hezekiah Walker, Every Praise. We've played that here before. Every praise is
to our
God.
God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that one.
Worship is to our God.
Oh, yeah. You need to send me this playlist.
Dude, it's so good. I titled it Yes, Lord. L-A-W-D. Yes, Lord. Yes. But yeah, that's honestly probably what I've been listening to more than anything. Like it has just been
yeah.
It's been good.
That's great. Are y'all done?
Interesting.
Is it my turn?
No, I just stopped talking just to stop talking. I'm not done actually. Okay, yeah. Now I'm done.
Well, once again, I think for what, third week in a row, I've been listening to Working Hour a ton.
All right.
Working Hour released a new song this week.
I saw that, actually.
It's pretty good. Kobe James also released a new song this week. Pretty good. What, Seth?
The the playlist picture of Corey's playlist is the clip of the clip of the guy in the church where he's like in line and the
yes, I know.
Pastor's like,
yep, yep.
The Holy Ghost.
Say it, brother man. And he just like runs. He just takes off. That is the funniest thing ever.
Dude, it's real.
Like the funniest thing is like he just like does he like he doesn't let him finish.
Yeah,
like he
just
runs off.
He just starts running.
And the band is just going crazy.
It's so funny.
All right. I got to do a little speaking in tongues story for you guys now.
Uh-oh. Okay, go.
So I'm just going to go ahead and say, if you're Pentecostal listening to this, I'm sorry.
Wrong audience, my friend.
Yeah. So we're in Elite Chapel one day. And, of course, like usual, high emotional moment. Passion comes
sure,
in place.
Sure.
Right.
Passion played?
They're like C team, but yes.
Oh.
Wait.
That's still cool, though.
Like, lead? Like, they played? Like, Passion?
Like, yeah, like...
Dang.
Landon Wolf came. He was the only, like... No, it wasn't
Landon
Wolf.
That is.
I remember his name, but he was good. There was one guy that was on like their A team. The rest of it was they were all incredible musicians.
Yeah,
their C team is better than any A team I've ever seen in my life. But
except for Winter Jam,
the Winter Jam dude. But yeah, so we're there. They finish singing. This girl starts screaming, like talk her lungs, Shonda La Ba Shamala, you know, just going off. Right, I was like, what is going on? I'm sitting here just like. All right.
Like on mic or
in the
on stage or
nope,
in the
congregation.
In the congregation? Okay.
Right. So Pentecostal theology would say that there's just somebody that speaks in tongues and there's an interpreter, right? But even in their own theology, what she did was wrong because she interpreted her own tongues. She started singing, evangelize at Walmart. Evangelize at Walmart.
At Walmart.
I was like,
hey, evangelize at Walmart, dude.
It was insane. It was a wild
experience. I don't know if we mentioned this on the podcast yet, but one of my favorite things I've ever heard, ever. I won't say who told me this because I don't know if it's even incriminating. I don't think it is, but
that's crazy.
Not incriminating. Just like, I don't know if they'd want me to say this.
I feel like we are unhinged in this episode right now.
Just listen. You say, bought a Honda.
Bought a Honda, should have bought a Kia.
Should have bought a Kia. So funny.
I think I told you that.
You 100% did not. I know who it is. I'm just not going to say.
Oh. Bought a Honda, should have bought a Kia.
Yeah.
Bought a Honda, should have bought a Kia.
That's right, dude.
This is the lobotomy intern office episode.
I don't even know what that means. So.
Meme culture, Seth. Here we go.
But yeah, speaking in tongues is just interesting. That can be an episode 1 week. But music. Working Hour, Kobe James. Morgan Wallen released this thing only on YouTube, though, called the Abbey Road Sessions. He went and recorded like a little...
Dude, Abbey Road is like... That's where the sweaty. Beatles recorded right
literally,
there.
That's literally...
Yes.
No, you don't understand. Being in audio school, like audio... Or Abbey Road is like heaven.
Dude, actually... Yes. I took a history of rock class.
I would love to go to Abbey Road.
Abbey Road
anybody?
Is holy ground.
Dude, yeah.
Sacred
that
ground.
Abbey Road upright piano that they use.
You have to wash your feet before entering Abbey Road.
No, he went and recorded like a 5-song. So it was three of his songs, one cover and one new song he hasn't released. And it was a different style, like because it was all real instruments and there was no like trappy beats he has in some of his produced stuff.
Yeah, like more like poppy.
And so it was just good. And he like showed his vocals off more. It was very
good. Yeah, I like that. Because I hate pop country.
And so,
much.
It was good. I don't even know if he's so wild because like I like all of his music, so I like his voice, but like his albums are literally like playlist because he has songs that are country and then he has songs like with the trap beats in the back,
just like different.
But I love Morgan Wallen.
And he has Buy a Boat. I like that song.
It's Need a Boat. Dude.
I Need a Boat. Right. That's like his only song that I like really like.
It's about his girlfriend breaking his heart, and all he needs is to go fish on a boat, dude.
Dude, amen to that. Yes.
Dude, all I need is a listen, and this is for the audience that is listening. Like if you know, you know. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
You get a 5-inch yum dinger in green pumpkin.
Green pumpkin with black
and
seeds.
You get a 4-aught worm hook.
EWG worm hook?
Sure. If that's your thing.
Offset EWG worm hook?
Yep. That's right. You get the offset. And then you put that thing on a Texas rig. And you tie that on. And you throw it out there. And it's the middle of summer. And it's all blazing hot. And you're all sweaty and gross. And the sun is setting. And the fish are starting to bite. And you rip lip into an actual hog.
Dude. It's great. I was talking about that.
You missed me a yum dinger.
I love fishing. Yum
Why?
Dinger is
Are you not
a Senko
guy?
No, I'm a Senko guy. But yum dinger is like, that's a brand.
It's a Senko.
Well, no, but there's, if you fish it weightless, you got to do the
Yamasenko.
The Yamasenko.
Okay. Well, the reason why I say yum dinger is because.
I mean, they are cheaper.
They're a lot cheaper. And I don't think the fish care. Like,
they don't care.
It's,
yeah. I just don't. I feel like I lose more fish whenever I use a yum dinger weightless.
Dude, that's definitely your fault. That only has to do with the hook is what you
lose.
Yeah,
dude, that's your fault.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard in my life.
All right, get better. Jonobus is going to finish up this episode. I'm out.
Sorry, but yeah,
Jonobus is doom scrolling currently.
All right, guys, what is the favorite? Dude, this episode is insane.
We're all like really tired.
If you make it through this episode, props. But
Travis just found something really funny.
But yeah.
Never mind.
What's the best concert y'all have been to and why? I feel like y'all are both gonna say the same thing, but
I'm not gonna say it, John Mayer.
All right. Go. Corey, you're first.
Okay, I'll go.
What part of I'm leaving the podcast did you not
guess
understand?
What? Guess what? I went to
guess
the Icy Tour by 21 Pilots in September of 2022. Like, basically for my birthday, it was on like the 7th. My birthday's on the 5th of September.
My birthday's on the 5th of August.
Oh.
Guys, don't tell people your birthday because you use that as your passcode to everything.
No, I don't.
Dude, don't. Dude, I thought we.
Hey, cut it out. Cut it out.
Sorry.
Cut it
out. I thought you said you weren't going to say that.
Sorry.
We talked.
Corey's is I Love Carson.
Just
that's every password
editor,
Corey has.
That's fine. But anyways, that was the best concert I've ever been to because I love 21 Pilots and their live performances are incredible. But I will say I was in the back, like I wasn't in the pit. And next time I'm going to a 21 Pilots concert, I am doing everything in my life to be in the pit because if you know, you know, the beat drop of Lane Boy happened. And I felt held back because I was in, like, a seat. Like, it was a good seat, and I was able to see everything, and it was still, like, incredible. But, like, you just look down, and everyone's just having a blast in the pit, jumping up and down. And, you know, they're carrying Josh Dunn's Drum Island. And you're just, man, I want to be down there. You know, so. But
you
it was
them.
Awesome.
Tell them about it, Corey.
I want to go to another concert.
Well,
really
so I went to two of John Mayer's solo tour concerts. And so the first one we went to, Seth was there. It was me, Seth, Mason, and Aaron, who are just two of our other friends. And the first one was majestic. So the first one we had really, really bad seats. They're really expensive because he like announced a tour and they sold out really quick. So we paid like $150 to go sit in the nosebleeds.
No, like actual nosebleeds.
Like the worst possible seats you could get in Bridgestone Arena. And the second time, we went again because we paid a little bit more, but not much. And we got to sit like at eye level with John Mayer. It was so dope. And we were like very, very close. But honestly, the first one, because I had never seen him live and I was just such a fan, I had like hyped it up super big and I listened to this documentary that's like a fan made documentary about him and it like went through like a lot of like his personal life.
Yeah, we listened to that on the way.
Yeah, and it was a lot about like his connections with certain songs and like what they mean to him. And I in fact cried whenever he played Stop This Train.
Like what's what's the story behind it?
About watching your parents die.
Okay.
Yeah. Very, very sad. And it was just very emotional for me because I was a big fan and then saw him for the first time and I was sitting next to Aaron, who's also like big, big fan.
Yeah.
So it was very good. It was very tender, like
dude.
It was not John Mayer bluesy just
yeah.
ripping.
Where the Light Is.
Yeah, it was very different
yeah.
in
dude.
Nature.
And then he was like, guys, I got a special guest for you.
Oh my
I
gosh.
Know
Sheryl Crow.
Dude, I have seen Sheryl Crow more than any other person.
Three times? Right?
I think
or
so.
Or two. She was there at John Mayer.
She was at the Lionel Richie, Billy Joel.
Yeah, she was at.
I think she was at something else, though.
Maybe she wasn't. Maybe it was just twice. But,
still. But I remember whenever she showed up, we were like, it's always Sheryl Crow. So maybe there was something else that she showed up to, but I don't remember.
John Mayer was the first time we saw Sheryl Crow. And then it was at the Billy Joel concert.
No. We went to Billy Joel first.
Whoa, you're right. You're right. Yeah. You're right. We were so mad because none of us like Sheryl Crow is just I feel like
she has one good song that I know of.
She's also just
a very boomer person.
She's a song. All I want to do is have some fun.
She's a song with Kid Rock that's really good.
Yeah, that's like total, not what's Gen X, right? It's our parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, very Gen X.
Dude, you, speaking of, you know what's weird?
What's what? Weird, Carson?
So 1977, like, is what started the millennials.
1977.
My mom's a millennial.
Really?
You can you can fact check me, but I saw that on something.
I don't think that's right. Millennials are like,
I could be wrong,
in their 30s right now, right? Like 20s to 30s. Well, no, not 20s. They're like,
a millennial is anyone born between 1980 and 1995.
Yeah, maybe not.
But I then, but well, hold on, hold on. So there's three different numbers on this screen: 1981 to 1996. 1980 to 1995, or 1997 to 1995.
This one says 1977 to 1995.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Generations are so dumb. I keep seeing different numbers. Because they're all, and I looked up the same thing for Gen Z, and it's all like different. Like, there's no standard. It's just all different.
Yeah. I don't know. I definitely get the crying at concerts thing. So I saw Cody Johnson, and I cried at his concert. He's a country singer. He walked out. And I literally, like,
dude,
teared up.
So emotional. I will probably cry if I'm in the
because
pit.
I was so excited to see him because I'm a big cut. Like, if I think I would probably pass out if I saw Morgan Wallen.
If you saw, like, him in concert?
Yeah. If I saw him in concert, there's a few concerts that I would probably just not be okay. Yeah. Morgan Wallen, John Mayer.
Not be okay.
And at this point, if I saw Working Hour, which is a possibility at this point.
You could definitely,
aren't
like,
they kind of like local?
Don't you know them?
Yeah.
I know their guitar player. I mean, I kind of know him. I met him once. And but the thing is Robert is friends with him.
I know he
and
is.
And we're trying to get tickets. So.
Oh, nice.
You could probably just like meet them.
I like love Working It. I'm about to buy their t-shirt. They have a t-shirt online. I'm about to buy it. I'm a big
nice.
Working Hour fan.
Nice.
But I don't know. I mean, Winter Jam is such a lame answer because it was just so many different people. But it was,
I wouldn't call that a concert even.
It was just produced so
well. It was really,
really
good in terms of just raw, I don't know, talent, I guess.
It was good. It was just a weird, like, it's just such a, it's hard to categorize it.
It's almost
it's
a
like
mini festival.
Concert, festival, but also, like, they have, like, a little mini sermon thing. And they have, like, offerings. And
sermonette,
like, call and response kind of thing.
If it's weird. If we count that, that's it. But like, really? I just love concerts.
Me too.
So like, I mean, I've probably been to maybe 10 concerts, but Cody Johnson was very entertaining. I saw Five Finger Death Punch last year.
I bet that was fun, dude.
It was so fun.
Yeah,
it was just cool. Insane.
I know.
It was so Noah was there.
I was gonna say, well, and he like jumped the rails to get in the
pit.
I
saw it,
and like
because at the end everybody could. I didn't because I was with my dad. But it was so fun. It was just so loud. I don't know.
Oh sure, yeah.
Then I saw Stephen Curtis Chapman, and you know who was there. Kobe James and Joseph O'Brien.
Wow.
So that was also awesome. I've seen Joseph O'Brien twice now. Big fan of that guy. But, yeah.
Jonabus
has been raising his hand. Oh.
Jonabus likes George Thorogood. Jonabus. He sings Bad to the Bone.
No. He also sings I Drink Alone. Dun, dun.
I've been trying to get, Maddie tried to get me tickets to go see him.
Yeah.
You a big George Thorogood guy?
That's just in. Jonabus Proud would pass out.
What if you saw Lecrae again? What would you do if you saw Lecrae again?
I'd probably just be like what I was the first time.
Scream like a banshee.
Jonabus,
and jump up and down.
Jonabus loves Lecrae.
Lecrae!
That was
let's get Lecrazy for Lecrae.
Lecrazy.
Yeah. You know what, guys? You know what we should do?
What, Carson?
We should dive deep.
Really?
We should dive deep.
No floaties?
We should dive deep.
Like off the big diving board or the small diving
I'm talking
board?
Like we're at UT on the top.
I've done that before, dude.
The top
diving,
one, and we're diving.
Dude, I was in, segue into this, but I was at a church camp in like, I think it was in middle school. I think it was in like eighth grade or, yeah, it had to have been in middle school. And I mustered up the courage to jump off of like the literal tallest.
I'm terrified of heights.
Dude, it was so scary, but it was cool. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. So today's topic is determining the Lord's will for your life. This is definitely a hard topic to talk about, but we're just going to give you all our perspective.
I would argue it's easy.
We're just, yeah, it's loaded. We're just going to yap.
Okay.
We're just going to yap for a little while.
A little yap-a-doodle.
Just, yeah.
Okay. Yappy-doodle dandy.
Sit back in your chairs, grab your Doritos, grab your Mountain
Doritos,
Dew.
Doritos, Mountain Dew. Bro, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the gamers.
2012 MW3.
I'm talking to the epic gamers. Listen to this. Sit back and relax because we're about to talk about
we're a minimalistic era. Get your tea. Get your hot tea.
Dude, I love hot. I am a hot tea enthusiast.
Heck yes. I love hot tea too.
Dude, I got some peach. It was, it's like peach mango or honey. It's white tea and it's like peach mango. It is incredible.
Yum, yum, yummy.
Really quick, I forgot to mention in my life update, and I just think this is very important to my life recently. I am now 14 days caffeine free.
Let's go. I didn't
Let's
know
go.
That.
That's right, baby.
That's
are
great.
You like dying or are you okay?
So day one, didn't really feel it because I think it was probably still in my system. Day two and three, horrible headaches. Could not stay awake. But now, dude,
are you free from the bondage?
My chains are gone and
Let's
I've been
go.
Set free.
Amen. Nice.
Anyway, that was just random because we talked about tea and caffeine. We can dive deep now. I'll permit it.
All right.
So, determining the Lord's will.
What you know about it,
you know?
I mean, I think it's pretty easy.
Yeah?
You want to elaborate?
Elaborate.
Yeah, I'll elaborate. I want to start with saying there's a book that my senior year of high school in small group we read called Just Do Something.
Mm-hmm. By Piper.
Is it by Piper?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Dude, that book is actually facts.
Yeah, just do something.
And honestly, whenever I first read it, I hated it. I thought this book is garbage. This doesn't make any sense.
I've never read it.
Okay, so here's the whole premises of the book.
I've read it once.
You ready? Whole premises right here.
I think I can kind of figure it out, but go ahead.
Sure. Things that are menial, that are not clearly outlined in God's word.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Wait, just do something isn't Piper. Don't waste your life as Piper.
That's what I was going to say. I didn't think it was Piper.
We did Just Do Something last year in our small group, Kes.
Is that like a yellow book?
No.
Just Do Something is a red book.
I mean, John Abyss. We did it last year.
His identity has been...
His name is actually Kessler. Sorry, guys. It's not John Abyss.
No, it's John Abyss. It's John Abyss.
But...
Anyway, so the whole premise of the book is like, if you are doing what the Bible says to do, and you are living and attempting to lead a godly life, where you go to college doesn't matter as long as you're doing the Lord's work there. Where you...
As long as you're following the Lord's will and the things that the Bible explicitly tells you to do in those things that...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like
that's a good word.
You could be a plumber or a farmer, and either way, you can still serve the Lord faithfully in either.
You can brush your teeth.
So which one do you want to do?
We talked about that. Was it last week we talked about the secular workplace or 2 weeks ago?
Last week. Well, it's kind of been like...
It all meshes together in my head. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, that's a lot of my stance on this topic is just you want to determine the Lord's will for your life.
Yeah.
Do what the Bible says. Don't do what the Bible forbids. And do... Outside of that,
enjoy
fruits,
God's gifts.
Yeah.
Just like I think you can boil it down to trust God, bro. Like, have y'all seen that
insane
account?
Yeah, I follow them on Instagram.
And so, like, I'm doing a year plan, right? And literally the night before this podcast, it fell on Numbers chapter 13 and 14, which is talking about where God's saying, "Hey, go into Canaan, all right? Send some spies and check it out." You know, and only two spies came back and said, "Let's do it." And God said, "Y'all can do it." Right? They didn't do it because they're dumb. But we're dumb too, so it's okay. Not really. So, like, they didn't trust the Lord's plan that he had. And ultimately, did they end up there? Yes, but it took 40 years of wonder because they just didn't trust God's plan the first time, you know? And so, I don't know, it's just like the biggest thing for me is just like following the Lord and leaning on him, you know? Because you also got in Isaiah 40, which was talked about today, just like wait on the Lord, wait on his timing. And so it's just like trust him and like follow like what he's calling you to do. You know, I think I've kind of mentioned the Lee story on here. I don't really remember how much I've said, but where went to Lee, loved Lee, met a lot of incredible people, a lot of long-lasting friendships there, but realized that's not where the Lord wanted me to be. Not that necessarily the time there was wasted. Like I said, met a ton of good people, learned a lot, and grew my faith a ton because I had to almost be on guard a lot because of there was some not great theology there, and then there was some other stuff going on, but like I learned a lot in that time of just trusting the Lord and seeking after him and saying, hey, I know there's things I'm going to have to give up coming back home, but I'm going to trust you in it. And now, like, definitely an incredible decision because we started this podcast. Like, we're all growing closer as brothers. You know, like, a lot of cool things has happened since I've been back. We went to Winter Jam, you know, just a lot of, like, cool things that wouldn't have happened, like, memories that I'm making.
Yeah, sure.
If I wouldn't have just trusted the Lord and, like, followed his plan for my life.
Yeah. Now, here's my thing, because you said a couple of statements. You were like, you know,
the Lord was calling me.
Yeah, the Lord was calling me to come home. How do you know?
All right. So I'm like weird. Oh, my mic thing's about to fall off. Stand by.
Stand by.
Stand by.
Get it? Because it's
here,
a mic.
Here,
stand.
I'll do the.
All right.
You already fixed
I'm back.
It. Okay.
So I don't know. So like I'm weird with sleep, right? And so if, like if I'm not, I have no peace about something, I can't sleep.
Okay.
And so it was just. I wasn't sleeping at all. I was like, I was back home at Christmas. I was like, okay, this is great. The degree at Lee wasn't exactly what I thought it was, but I was going to tough it out. So dumb because of the people that I met. And so I was like, all right, I love this. This is great. And then I was like, well, all these people are actually going to be leaving soon, you know, because some of my other friends thought about transferring. And so
leaving,
it's a common thing there. But, Lee's is a good place. Don't think I'm a Lee hater. I still love the time I had there. But, I just had to kind of trust the Lord in that, and I wasn't sleeping. I didn't have any peace. I was unsteady. Like, I wasn't happy. I was like, I know I don't need to go back here, but I want to. And so I had to be like, all right, Lord, open these doors. So I prayed. I was like, all right, internship. Open the door and let it happen, right? Got offered the job. So I was like, all right, there's one thing. And then there was something else I was praying about, and I was like, if this, like, getting in the program is one thing. I was like, all right, let me get in the program at Liberty. That happened, got the internship, and all these things kept falling into place. And it was just, the Lord was like, just trust me. And then there was some stuff that was still up in the air after I'd already done the transfer stuff, but then it ended up working out, which is super cool. But
yeah, so prayer was a big thing.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. Like, I started, I started prayer journaling in December, and so going back and reading those, it's just cool to see like how the Lord's worked through that and how like just trusting him and like following the plan I feel like he has for me is just super cool. But I don't want to see that for a while.
Yeah, well, because that's a lot of my problem is people say calling language, and people use like one thing that you will never hear me say. And not that I think it's necessarily wrong to say, but I just think I have never felt authoritative enough to say something like this, to be like, the Lord is calling me to such and such.
It's just very thrown around a lot.
I use like, it. I don't use the term lightly.
Yeah, a lot of people use it very lightly because it's just like said a lot.
Like, I do truly think it was the right decision to come home, and the Lord was drawing me to it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say like you're wrong.
Yeah, I get it.
I think people are called in certain places. I mean, especially I think about like mission field stuff and, you know, tearing up your whole life to go move somewhere. I mean, I think unless you really feel called to that, you aren't going to necessarily do it. You know what I mean? So stuff like that, maybe extreme circumstances. But for me, I've never exactly would say I've felt quote unquote called to do anything. I mean, like, there have been desires that have been placed that I previously didn't have. That, like, for instance, music. Like, playing guitar and bass or whatever. I didn't start playing till senior year. And for some reason, I was like, I just want to be in worship arts. I just love worshiping. And then I was like, well, they don't have a bass player, so I'll play bass. And, I mean, it just happened. But to say, like, I was called, I mean,
say that, like, God called you to be a bass player in worship arts.
Yeah, exactly. Like, looking back, I can definitely see the Lord 100% used that time, and it was amazing. But to... To say authoritatively, I have been called.
It's more like the Lord kind of worked through your desires.
Yeah.
And you, at the same time, you were like, I mean, I don't know if you did or not, but if I were in your shoes, I'd be sure to be praying, like, talking to God about your own desires and making sure that they're in line with His will.
Yeah, exactly. Because so many times people will have desires that are sinful, including myself, like, have desires that are sinful, and then be like, well, the Lord has placed this desire on my heart, therefore,
oh yeah,
it is good, it is right.
Because sin twists our desires.
Yeah, I mean...
Yes, it does.
I mean, my desire definitely was... Staying at Lee was definitely the easy option. You know, and so, like, I had the... I was so torn. Like, it was just such a hard situation of having to be like, all right, I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm leaving so much behind.
Yeah.
And then a lot of really good things came from it. Even friendships that I had at Lee are, like, strengthened now that I'm not at Lee. So it's just cool to see, like, what's happened, you know. But yeah, I trusted the Lord in it.
And I would even argue that if you stayed at Lee, you can still serve the Lord faithfully.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where my argument for this whole topic comes in, is, like, no matter where you are or... I would say no matter where you are, what you're doing, it doesn't necessarily matter. I mean, obviously, if you're doing things that are sinful, okay. But, like, in terms of, like, occupationally or your habits of, like,
like your hobbies.
Yeah, your hobbies or whatever. Like, I'm not going to say any of that necessarily matters in terms of as long as it is right and you're...
As long as it's, like, integrated with...
Yeah, exactly. As long as the Lord is the center of your life, you can... do the Lord's will for your life. Because that is the Lord's will for your life, is to evangelize and to praise His name, like, to worship Him in everything you do. So that's kind of where my standpoint is on a lot of this.
Dude, I just got a Bible verse.
New Revelation?
I don't... Dude.
There's angel feathers falling from the ceiling
Spirit
right now.
Like,
dude, Holy Spirit just laid on a new word real quick.
Dude.
Go ahead, because it's going to take me a minute, because I don't know the exact reference, but I know, like, what it says.
Well,
so
that was
kind of
all I had to say. But Carson, I mean,
I don't know. It's definitely, like, one of those topics. I feel like there's definitely is aspects in your life where the Lord's like, I want you here, you know. But also there's parts where I feel like it's almost, as long as you serve me, I'll be faithful to you through it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like church is definitely one of those things that, like, you should be more intentional with, like, being like, all right, this is where you need me to be, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I think church, and I'll tell you one place where people love to apply this is a spouse or a girlfriend or whatever.
There's no, I guess, like there's no, like, soulmates are just not a thing.
They aren't. Soulmates aren't a thing.
Because, like, love
what?
Is a choice.
There
it's
is
not a,
one person you will marry.
Yeah.
And if you want to get technical with it, I guess you can call him your soulmate, but...
Just the person that you end up marrying.
Yeah, whoever you end up marrying.
Because, like, love is a choice. It's not this, like, funny feeling of, like, ooh, you make me feel good inside. No, it's like, I choose to love you every day, you know?
Yep.
Like, even, like, loving your friends and loving your neighbor is, like, it's an active choice of, like,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to do what the Lord has told me and follow His will, and so I'm going to love you well, even if I don't necessarily like you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think Mike says something sometimes, and I agree with what he has to say. He said, you can love somebody without liking them.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I'm
like you, man.
Yeah, I can't stand to look at you. I can't stand to talk to you.
I mean, I'm looking at Corey in the eyes right now, and I'm fuming, but I still love him. You know?
I still love you, yeah.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. Seth, you found that Bible?
No, it's never going to happen. I'm trying
just
so
can
hard.
You give, like,
just
a,
tell the
a
synopsis.
Spark note of it? Like a... This is kind of what it says. Just don't spit heresy.
Yeah, don't spit heresy, please.
It says something along the lines of, I will make a lot of money.
Wait.
Chapter
wait,
verse.
I found it.
Matthew 31.
Matthew Wall, chapter 3, verse 8.
Can I get not King James? Sorry.
King James hater over here.
I'm not a hater.
Dude, there are people that believe King James
is the only version.
It's
like OG.
Also, did you know ESV is not the most literal translation?
I thought it was. What is?
I thought it was too. Apparently, now I'm going to forget what it's called. It's like got this weird abbreviation. Go ahead. I'll look up the.
This is 1 Thessalonians 4.
Hey, context.
Verse 3. This is the context is the heading is a life pleasing God. I can.
Oh yeah. Living a life. Yeah.
I think this is like towards the end of the letter. I think, but verse 3 says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality." And then it goes on to verse 4. That each of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one is... I mean, I'm going on. But basically, it can be summed up as...
Your sanctification.
Your sanctification.
The question is...
Walking out your faith.
What is sanctification?
Well, that's a great question, Carson. I'm glad you asked.
You're welcome, bud.
I would argue sanctification. This is not a technical definition. This is just me trying to describe it. It is the continued betterment and cleansing and purification of your soul.
Yeah.
As you live this life on earth, you continue to try and, you know, serve the Lord and do what you can for his kingdom. And in turn, you're continually being made more pure, more better. You get made mo better.
Yes, sir.
For the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For the Lord. Yes. And then also, this is just a aside. Whenever I went to Louisville and visited old Benjamin Franciski, he was on the last episode or the one before that. I don't remember which
one.
The last one. I discovered that ESV is not the most literal translation. The most literal... They refer to it as the NASB 95.
Oh, the New American Standard Bible?
Yeah, the New American Standard Bible, but the 1995 version of it is the most literal translation
word for
word.
There you have it, folks. And so that's the only version I should ever read, and I should hate all other versions? Is that true?
Yeah, every other version, never.
I actually only read the Message.
Dude,
they were
raging at the Message.
Dude. Do you remember that time in small group?
somebody showed up with a Message Bible and they got...
somebody.
It was you?
Yeah, well, it wasn't a Message Bible, but it was a New Living Translation Bible.
Oh, you showed up with NLT.
Yeah.
See you, buddy.
That was like one of the first days I went to small group. And I showed up and I started reading it and they were like, "What translation do you have?" And then Brian was like, "It's okay. It's just a... I guess like a..."
He said it's a thought for thought, not a word for word.
Yeah.
NIV's thought for thought.
Same.
Or phrase for phrase.
There's like thought for thought.
The Message is just...
The Message is thought for thought. NIV is like phrase for phrase.
It's too extreme.
The Message is not even... It's insane.
It is kind of crazy. But what I will say, if you use the Message for like a devotional or something... Just if you use it...
It's good for supplementary.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. If you don't treat it as authoritative scripture, and it's more of like a different light to look at it in...
Yeah, right.
Like, it's a tool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you could say, like, you could you know, reference a verse in, like, ESV or whatever, or NSAB or whatever.
NASB 95.
Yeah, NASB 95. And, you know, depending on who you're talking to, they might not fully understand... You know, cause sometimes the Bible can get complicated and use big words. So you could be like, "Let me put it this way." And then you can reference an NLT or...
And then you
whatever.
Reference the Hawaiian translation.
Oh,
Hawaiian Vision Bible?
That's the best translation.
Yeah, we can't go there.
Yeah.
No.
That is insane.
But we talked about, Seth brought up sanctification. I mean, there it is right there.
Yeah.
For this is the will of God.
Chapter and verse. So
literally.
I mean, I don't know what more you want.
I know y'all know there's a dude named, let's call him Moose. So I know y'all know Moose.
Bought on a show by
Kia.
Yeah. So cool dude. So I remember he laid it out for me. Like, this is the first D group I was in, little sixth grade Carson. He's
Carson,
like,
what's a D group?
We'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, so I'm in this group, right? And he just sits down, and the first thing he says, all right, guys, here's the process. Like, just a Christian, he goes, all right, we got number one, you're lost. Then you're saved. You got salvation.
True. Yes.
Then you got sanctification up until glorification when you die.
There it is.
That's pretty true.
Yep. Just wanted to say that. But D groups, I have a cool story about following the Lord's will about D groups.
I think you may have mentioned this previously.
I think I have. But so, D groups, right? So the idea with a D group is it's a discipleship group. It's like one older, probably, I guess, quote-unquote, farther along in their faith leader.
More mature.
Yeah. And then maybe two to three other guys if you're a dude, and then two to three other girls if you're a girl.
So guys shouldn't disciple girls.
No.
Clarifying. No. That's a joke, by the way.
So, yeah. So you're in that group, and you go through life together, go through the Word, and just literally just do everything, like, as far as life together, talk about your struggles, talk about the Word, talk about all that cool stuff. But, yeah, so you do that ideally for a year, and then the people that you're discipling go out and do that with two other guys. So it's like a multiplication ministry type thing. Super cool. And so with me, I have tried to start a few. Most of them have made it maybe a month. And so now I was praying, like, I'm back home, Lord, I want to do this. Like, help me, like, mentor some guys. And so there was one guy that actually reached out to me the day after I started praying about this. I was like, hey, will you start a D group? I was like, whoa. So it was like as simple as me, like, trusting the Lord and doing what he says to, like, ask him. Like, and so I just prayed, was like, Lord, like, let this happen if it's your will, right? And it happened the next day. So it's super cool. We met today, actually. Super good. But yeah, D groups are an incredible way, I think, to practically, like, see if you're living in the Lord's will, because it's just a way to be completely open and personal with somebody and, like, sharing the gospel and training younger guys to share the Word and how to, like, study and how to just be a man of God. I don't know. D groups are super, super cool. I'm a big advocate for, I think everybody should be if you're a Christian, but.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just our, like, you know, the Grace Baptist term that we use for it.
That's like a broad term.
A lot of people say discipleship groups.
Robbie Gowdy's like the big guy, I think, with D groups. Robbie Gowdy and Tara Lee Cobble are the two. Like,
I don't even know either of those names.
You don't know who Robbie Gowdy is?
I'm sorry.
He looks like, okay, Robbie Gowdy looks like somebody that, like, so say Brian Thomas ate himself. That's what Robbie Gowdy looks like.
Brian Thomas ate himself?
Robbie Gowdy looks like he ate Brian Thomas.
Wait.
Bro, what are you talking about? Jonabus is lolling in the corner.
I know what none of the listeners will be able to see this.
That's a laugh
but
out loud.
This is Robbie Gowdy. He's just jacked. He's a big boy, and he looks like jacked Brian Thomas.
Okay, well, it's just because it's jacked. His hair.
He's a big.
He just has the youth pastor cut with the beard. So
sorry.
Like, yeah.
Anyway,
but I see it.
I mean, yes. All I was saying is, like, I know we use the term D groups, but really just discipling others or discipleship groups or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it doesn't have to look like exactly two people, you know, kind of thing. But it is a good framework.
Yeah, because, like, Jesus, like, he had a small group, right? He had his 12, and then he had the inner circle. He did. And then he had the inner circle, just Peter.
One-on-one, baby.
Discipleship is a key.
Okay, Carson, so here's a scenario.
Okay.
Determining Lord's will for my life. I feel...
All right, stop right there. You said you and feel.
Dang it. I was going to make a dumb joke. Dude. I just...
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, I feel called to pursue a woman. Should I tell her God is calling me to pursue you? I just know people use... That's
it's the God told me you're my wife.
Yeah. No, I just know people use the God told me as a cop-out in relationships so often. I feel called to this season right now where I need to be
single.
It's
so bad.
I feel called to
a
season.
I'm
going to
date Jesus right now.
So it's
And the problem is the language is always like, I feel called until the right guy comes along. And then it's like,
God told me you're my husband.
So it's the language problem. It's a word
problem. It's a language problem. And
I would argue heart problem, but
yeah, I mean, yeah, I think if anything, you should just say I don't like you. But that was just me being an idiot. It's just whenever
it
I hear
is,
calling and will.
It's just that's the thing. Like
usually,
it's so
the first thing that comes to mind
around.
Is relationships. Oh, I'm just not called to a relationship right now. And then some hotter guy comes along, and it's like, I'm now called to a relationship.
Yeah, I guess it goes back to the thing of just like desire and like the things that you know.
Yeah, I think people mix up personal desires with desires given from the Lord, which is why that's why I refrain from trying to use calling language, because trying to discern is this desire mine or the Lord's. I mean, I think there is an intermingling of like you have desires and the Lord has put some on your heart, but also. I don't know. I just think it's not wise in my mind.
Yeah. Lift it up in prayer and also read your Bible because that's the word of God.
Dude. Like it's almost like that's
about,
profitable or something.
Yeah, like if you're talking about like, hey, God was telling me, like God has spoken in his word.
It's almost like all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, correction, and reproof.
Dude.
You know?
Almost.
It's almost like it. It's almost like it says it directly in there.
I wish it was that easy, but I just feel so called.
All you gotta do is pick this book up, read it, and talk to the Lord.
Well, what about the Apocrypha? Is that inspired?
What the?
Nope.
That's a deviation.
I'm joking,
right there.
I'm joking. That could be another episode, but... That's just me being a little prankster.
So can I just like get the Bible and hit it on somebody's head and say this is the Lord's will? Like, is that okay?
Well, I think it's more.
No, you should probably open it and then.
Oh
yeah,
open it and then hit them with it.
Yeah, make sure to hit it like on their eyes so at least they see.
Gosh, this episode has just been such a meme.
Sorry guys, we are all so tired.
Spring break is coming up this week.
We're just unhinged.
We're just so brain dead.
Yeah, and also I think this episode is kind of self-explanatory. Like, it's easier said than done, especially I think about my senior year of high school. I was stressing out.
It's not that complicated, but it's hard.
Yeah. Simple, complex,
dude,
hard, easy, complex.
God's sovereignty. Follow his sovereignty. You know, it always ties in to God.
That's right.
It always ends with
Calvinism.
God's sovereignty.
Dude,
yes.
That's right.
But not hyper-Calvinism.
We just need to rechange this, like, this podcast name to, like,
The
Reformed Office.
The Predestined Podcast, bro.
Oh my gosh. That's unreal.
The Ephesians epilogue.
Yeah. But with decisions that are like, where do I go to college? Who do I marry? You know, things
do
like that.
Do I start
that,
a podcast?
Pray
Talk
about
to God
it.
About,
yeah. 100% pray about it.
I think.
But if you are living a faithful life, and you are, in terms of like marrying somebody, you're marrying someone who's also living a faithful life, then good job.
If you love God.
Love God, love others.
If you love God, your will should be in line with his.
Yeah.
And you should not put your will above his will.
But also, because this is something that I sometimes feel like I struggle with, to align yourself with God's will, you need to be in constant communication, which means talking to in prayer and hearing from and reading.
Yes.
And if you're not in constant communication, you can obviously very easily deviate.
Yeah.
So
true. I think people forget that God is like an actual person and not just like, and I'm guilty of this.
Well, he's not a person.
Okay.
Jesus is a person.
Quit that. Quit that right now.
It's
I'm
true.
Trying to make, I'm trying to.
I know. I mean, God is personable. Yes.
I'm saying he's not. He's an entity.
Yeah,
he's a being.
Yeah, I
he's
know.
Not just
I'm,
like
I'm just yanking your chain. He's personable. That's one of his characteristics. He's personable.
Right, but I'm saying like he's not just like reading your Bible and praying and going to church just for the sake of doing it. Like there's a real
like being.
Being out there.
Yeah.
He's real.
Here.
Yeah. And he's listening.
I think
he's watching.
He's listening to our podcast right now.
Dude, he is.
Do you think God has a Spotify account?
No.
Just kidding.
This thing with the Lord's listening to our podcast
right
now.
The Lord's Spotify account is his omnipresence and omniscience.
That's what it's called.
I wonder if
Well, like, he's there at every live session.
I wonder if the website that tells our listeners, like, counts God.
Yeah. You can just go ahead and
does it count God? Okay, does it count God as one or three?
Oh, dude, I'm adding three to every.
Yeah,
every.
I hope it counts as three.
Oh, so now he's just three separate things now. Okay, so we serve a triune.
Well, he is three separate persons
and one,
but he's also one. He's at the same
one
time.
One God in three form. Well, one God in three beings. One
dude, we are... What is this?
Honestly, the Trinity is a really hard topic, too.
The Trinity is insane.
Because, like...
It's just completely outside of our
understanding. You talk about a language issue. Is it one God in three beings, one God in three persons, one God in three forms?
Dude, my
like,
favorite...
You know,
my favorite analogy, shout out to Mr. Fireball in high school.
Heck yes.
Taught us the 1 × 1 × 1 = 1 analogy, which is like
spoken like a true math teacher.
Kind of cool. Yeah, he's a math teacher.
Did you know he was like a national spelling bee champion?
That wouldn't surprise me. I didn't know that, but he's national.
He's him, dude.
He is. I love that guy.
We had some cool
teachers.
Dude,
I have not seen him in.
We also had a Wheel of Fortune winner as a teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Miss Arwood.
Dude, Miss
what?
Arwood.
What?
She won.
They
won
Wheel of Fortune.
She even won the bonus round. She won a car.
What?
She won a car.
Hello,
dude. Yeah,
I did not know that.
She's a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Dang,
winner, winner, chicken dinner.
She met Pat Sajak and Vanna White.
That's crazy.
This is insane.
I did not know.
How do we start with the Lord's will?
All
that
to say, the Lord's will is to go on Wheel of Fortune, and if you go on it, you'll win.
Yeah, yeah. If you go on it, you will win. You will win,
guys. We put Jonabas to sleep over there.
Out cold.
Jonathan got up and went and laid on the couch.
That's okay.
Hopefully
that's
y'all stay awake.
Probably not.
If honestly. I was listening, I'd be asleep on the couch.
I probably
would have
turned it off.
I'm just going to apologize to all the listeners. If you made it.
This is probably apology number three now. We should probably just say bye.
If you made it, guys, props to you. You know, like.
You know what? If you made it, contact our Instagram.
If you made it.
And DM us. And you know what I'll do? I'll respond.
You know
DM
what?
The intern office. We only have 36 subscribers. We had 39, but we're going down. But
hey, minor setback for a major comeback,
if
baby.
If you made it, post on your story, hashtag I made it to the end of episode
That's
6
right.
of the intern office.
Hashtag I love the intern office. Hashtag Carson's my favorite host. Post that right
no,
now.
No.
And as always.
Post hashtag my favorite host is blank, where blank is your favorite host. And it,
you know,
you
we're going
go
to put,
ahead,
a, we're gonna put a poll. We're going to put a poll on the Instagram story.
Who's the best host?
Who's the best host?
That's insane.
And whoever wins becomes the new champion
Gets
of the
crowned.
Podcast.
Yeah.
They become the leader.
No.
Because you all win.
You all win.
Okay.
All right. You know what, guys? I think we should just quit yapping.
I think you should quit yapping.
For today.
You know what, guys? I think this is a good episode. Sometimes.
Good is relative.
Yeah. It was fun. Let's just say
that. I enjoyed it for sure.
All right, guys. We'll stop yapping. If you made it to the end, thank you very much. And as always, welcome to the intern office.